in my statement after the non-adoption of the resolution by the Security Council, I did express our fear and our apprehension that the non-adoption of this resolution might be interpreted by the antagonists as they will take it as a pretext to intensify the violence between themselves. I was hoping that this will not occur, but unfortunately what we are experiencing is as an escalation that is the victim of which are just innocent person that have honestly very decent people that do not have any stake in this opposition between the government and the opposition.
How do you see the situation in Syria developing now?
Well, you know that the League of Arab States did present a very courageous and very comprehensive proposal, initiative, to try to solve this crisis. I hope that the fact that the Security Council was unable to adopt it, actually the fact that it was not supported by the Security Council doesn't take anything from the relevance and from the strength of this initiative by the League of Arab States. Efforts will continue to be implemented in order to ensure that this initiative will contribute to solving this crisis.
What happens next at the UN?
What I can tell you is what is going to happen in the League of Arab States. I'm assuming that in few days there will be a meeting by the ministers at the ministerial level, and the assessment will be done by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the situation after the non-adoption of the resolution. And whatever will be decided by the League of Arab States, we as an Arab member in the Security Council, we will ensure that it will be conveyed and it will be acted upon by the international community.
What can you do to push this issue forward at the UN?
From the beginning of the crisis, the Arab countries wanted to the solution of this crisis being Arab-led initiative. We are only hoping that the protagonists will have the political will to engage with the League of Arab States and to lay the foundation for political dialogue between the parties. But this cannot happen if the violence did not stop. You cannot begin talking, you cannot begin finding compromises if the violence and the counter-violence will continue.
Are you optimistic that a resolution will be agreed here at the UN? You've been trying so hard over such a long period of time. It seems hopeless almost.
By nature, I'm always optimistic, and we will continue to act, whether in the League of Arab States or in the United Nations, to put an end to the bloodshed. I think that a lot of enough people have died, and I think everybody has to work towards putting an end to this bloodshed. I appeal to all countries who have a leverage and influence on the parties to exactly exert this influence, positive influence, so that violence will stop.
What has the atmosphere been like at these meetings?
What's happening is, I think everybody agrees that the situation has to be dealt with. Secondly, everybody is deploring the loss of lives. Three, everybody is emphasizing the principles and the parameters on which we have to act in order to stop this crisis. But when it comes to the political will, when it comes to the particular political decision which will sustain these principles, you have always divergence of interpretation of principles and of parameters.